From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 4 days and counting in Haiti, where millions of earthquake survivors are still waiting for the bulk of fresh food, water, and other basic supplies held up at the main airport in Port-au-Prince. In the Haitian capital, people are doing whatever they can to survive. NPR's David Gilkey witnessed a heightened level of desperation when U.S. aircraft dropped water on what was once a fenced-off park in Port-au-Prince today.
Two U.S. Navy helicopters flew over and set down in what was probably a park at one point, which was sort of falling into the water. And they landed, and it was just absolute pandemonium. I was one of the first ones over the fence. They started throwing water out of the helicopters. And when I turned around, there must have been 200 people scrambling towards the helicopters. The blades were still turning. And there was just a Navy officer trying to fend off the crowd as they stormed the helicopter. As soon as we were beneath the rotor blades, they jumped back on the helicopter and took off because it was getting out of hand.
NPR's David Gilkey. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Haiti, where she is expected to get an up-close look at the devastation from Tuesday's 7.0 quake. Clinton is also scheduled to meet with Haitian President René Préval. Back in Washington, former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush have agreed to help President Obama raise money for Haiti relief. At the White House today, Mr. Clinton praised the administration for its fast response.
The United States has been there from the beginning. The military has been great. The response by the State Department, AID, has been great. I just can't say enough about it. And the people in Haiti know it, and I'm grateful.
Thousands of U.S. troops are expected to be sent to Haiti to help with search and rescue, but the operation is expected to turn into a recovery effort in the coming days. The death toll in Haiti is estimated to be in the tens of thousands. The U.S. is concerned about a possible exodus of Haitian immigrants trying to flee an increasingly desperate situation at home. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the administration has approved a measure that will allow Haitian immigrants already in the U.S. to stay for 18 more months, but she warns Haitians who try to immigrate illegally that they will not be granted special status.
Lives are lost every time people try to make this crossing. Please do not have us divert our necessary rescue and relief efforts that are going into Haiti by trying to leave at this point.
Napolitano also is urging private citizens to refrain from chartering flights to deliver aid to Haiti on their own, saying the airspace to the impoverished nation needs to remain clear for government aid. This is NPR News. A boat smuggling nearly two dozen illegal immigrants into the U.S. capsized in the waters off California today. Authorities say that at least one person was killed. Several others were wounded, and they believe eight people are still missing. A San Diego newspaper reports that more than 100 emergency crews backed by helicopters and Coast Guard boats took part in the rescue operation. 2,000 police reinforcements are being sent to the violent Mexican border city of Juarez. James Bleers has details.
Mexican officials say the 2,000 federal police officers will bolster 6,000 troops already in Juarez. They're helping its beleaguered local police force. The city of 1.8 million people within walking distance of El Paso, Texas, is suffering a constant wave of killings. More than 2,500 people were murdered there last year, making it Mexico's most dangerous city. Rival drug cartels are fighting for supremacy to command multi-million dollar drug routes into the nearby United States. In the 3 years since Felipe Calderon became president of Mexico, more than 15,000 people have died nationwide in its ongoing drug war. Government officials and experts concede the violence, which is at an all-time high, has yet to peak. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
In Afghanistan, the parliament again rejected more than half of President Hamid Karzai's cabinet choices. Of the 17 people that were among Karzai's second choices for cabinet, lawmakers today approved only seven. In the first round, parliament rejected 70% of Karzai's nominees. That further delays reform work in the war-torn nation. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.